A Very Rossi Christmas by Quinn Marlowe. First I'd found Joseph Rossi on the beach in Santa Monica, and then I'd caught him following me not once, but twice. I thought at first it was just coincidence, and then that he might actually be there on some sort of contract for my life. Then I'd seen him standing at the parade with Donnie Petrelli, a man my own contacts had specifically warned me about, and something in my brain had snapped. I'd suddenly been able to think of nothing more than Joseph's safety and the fact that he was evidently out here on the West Coast by himself and meeting with a man so dangerous that my guards had told me to avoid him at all costs. I'd studied Joseph's face for several moments before he noticed me, and I'd known him well enough to see that he wasn't comfortable either. He was nervous as hell. He'd been sent into the lion's den with nothing more than a knife, and he'd been sent alone. I'd suddenly been so furious, so angry at his father or whoever had sent him here, that everything else had flown right out of my mind. All I'd been able to think about was getting to him and warning him about the man he was talking to, and asking him, on the side, what the hell he was doing following me around. I'd seen him go into the bar with Petrelli, and I'd waited until they'd both had enough to drink that they were sloppy, less observant. When Joseph got up to go to the bathroom, he'd been easy prey. That didn't justify the conversation we'd had, though, and it certainly didn't justify me letting him kiss me. It also didn't justify the thrill that had run through me at how close he was, or the even bigger thrill I'd felt when he admitted that he was worried about me. It definitely shouldn't have led to the dream I'd just awoken from. I bit my lip, stared hard at the ocean, and reminded myself that I knew who Joseph Rossi was. He was the oldest son of my father's enemy, the future scion of the Rossi family, and therefore a man I should never have known as anything other than the head of another family. A man who had once been my best friend, my partner in crime, my first kiss, and a man whose father would rather see me dead than alive. I knew for a fact that his father had taken contracts out on much of my own family. They weren't always fulfilled. My father's people were too good for that. But it didn't change the fact that Fat Jimmy Rossi had no love for people with my blood, people with my name. His men had beaten Joseph to within an inch of his life when they found him with me, and I had no doubt that they'd done it on Fat Jimmy's order. Joseph was not a man I should ever risk my life knowing. He certainly wasn't a man I could afford to harbor feelings toward. And besides that, he was a part of my old life, a very dangerous part of my old life. I'd come to L.A. to leave that life behind, and Joseph Rossi suddenly showing up and pushing his way into my view didn't change that. I didn't want anything to do with the New York mob anymore, and that included Joseph Rossi.